I guess a couple other comments. So from today's outing over in Cudahy, again, I talked to two people. One lady was up near the main building. She expressed, you hear that beep, beep, beep as the forklift is backing up and doing all that sort of thing. So the nice thing here, at least I like the way the building is shoved as far to the west as possible. The only affected person, I believe, was the ones at south who gave us the letter beforehand. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I did like your site plans. You're now showing the divide line. So based on the divide line and some other issues with that, I think it is appropriate to not have permanent irrigation. I think temporary, I'm okay with that. So did like the fact that truck traffic is intended for all of it to come in and out on the west, correct?
Correct.
I want to verify that. Okay. That's with the landfill. Lights. There's lights out in your existing facility in Cudahy, but I understand those have never been functional. Are they functional, or will there be any lights out here?
I can't quite speak to it. They're not functional.
Okay.
They're not functional. Again, that was a retrofit of the site.
I just want to make sure, because you look out there, you look at lights and looks
correct. There will be no lights in the storage field.
Okay. And like I said, the guy down at the end who's really not away from the main, or not near the main building, he said he's out there quite a bit and he doesn't hear anything, and it's appreciate the fact you guys did keep it clean. At least today there wasn't a lot of trash blowing around and some of those other things that sometimes neighbors you would imagine that would see that. So that's all.
Commissioner Leon.
Thank you. One question to staff. I noticed on the letter that we had from earlier from Muskego, there was a question about restrictions on vehicles not being allowed outside of the fenced area. Is that standard, or do we need to, if we're going to place that restriction, would we need to put that into a motion?
Could you repeat your question, Commissioner Leon?
If you look at the sheet that was provided by, I believe, the alderwoman from Muskego, the bottom bullet asks if the city will place any restrictions on the property use that ensure that any wrecked, junked, or damaged vehicles are not to be allowed outside the fence area unless they are in active transport to or from the site. And then they suggest that. Is that something that we need to consider for part of a motion?
Well, in the submitted site plan, all the storage area, it's inside the fence area.
Okay. So we would not need to consider, there's no way that anything could be stored outside of the fence, like if it came in after hours. No. We wouldn't need to place a separate restriction, correct?
And according to the UDO, the storage between the fence and the property line, it's not allowed.
Okay, thank you.
Somebody needs to tell me the ratio between crash-damaged vehicles and not crash-damaged vehicles.
I did ask about that. There is no, they don't inventory, do the inventory that way, and so I wasn't able to come up with some kind of percentage for you.
And because there's going to be a reaction, because my preference would be to add into the motion that there shall be no crash damaged vehicles on site.
Yeah, well, that's part of their business operation. I don't think that would be acceptable to them.
They're going to be building a facility not 10 miles north of here. What's the difference?
I think they've chosen their locations with a lot of care in how they do their business operations. They're a $19 billion publicly traded company, so they have their reasons for choosing them. Look, I mean, they're just not going to restrict how they use their facilities.
The other thing,
and it's also a service to the area. I mean, there are going to be accidents, unfortunately, in this area, and those vehicles do need to go somewhere.
The other issue is we're not going to permit queuing of trucks to drop off or pick up vehicles prior to or after business hours. In other words, we're not going to allow semis sitting there at 5 o'clock in the morning waiting to pull in to either drop off or pick up vehicles. That's not going to work.
Right now, that's not in the plan of operation. Agreed.
That's correct. It's not going to be in the plan of operations.
Yeah. And it's not proposed.
Mr. City Engineer.
I will say that was what surprised me negatively at the Cudahy facility. I was expecting to see more normal-looking cars, you know, just maybe an older model that got swapped out from a rental car agency. But again, I didn't walk the entire facility, but every aisle I looked down, every car had some sort of ding,
sure,
you know, big dent, plastic wrap kind of thing around it.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, I've been doing this for working for Copart for a while now, and my understanding is, you know, you'll see cars that look like they've been in a serious accident, and you'll see cars that look brand new, and so and everything in between.
I didn't see any new ones. So and just
not today. They probably sell faster.
Could be. I was going to make a comment to Muskego. I do appreciate including your staff. I'm still burned a little bit on the school that's using our road, but I do appreciate Muskego did work with us and allowed us to make some requirements for turn lanes and so forth. And so I would provide the same opportunity for them to.
So we're happy to talk.
Whatever their request is, I think I would go along automatically.
So we're happy to talk to them. I think there's a difference of opinion.
Sure.
Based on what I mean, we're just.
Sure.
So I haven't seen that letter that has been handed out. And
I would include the brick wall in addition to any turn lanes that their highway department. But is this a county or a state road?
State.
So really state.
Actually, it's a federal highway.
Okay. So really, they don't really have any say over it anyway. But the landscaping would definitely and the brick wall would definitely, whatever they say, I'm okay with.
Mr. Marquez.
One comment. Richard noted that in the resolution that you have in your packet, in the first paragraph, it says use on damaged vehicles. But according to the statement of operations, it should be use on damaged and damaged vehicles.
I'm sorry, that was number one?
The site plan resolution, the first paragraph, or first whereas.
Oh.
Carol Miller was holding it up.
Okay.
Questions from commissioners on the telephone.
Commissioner Haley?
Sir.
I don't know that I have any particular questions, but I do have some comments.
Sir.
My previous comments related to the natural resources, I think they speak for themselves. My comments to the plan commission, council members, is the usage of this property. What are we trying to do here? We're putting all this effort into developing these great business parks, overseeing the future of Franklin, and what we're being asked to approve here is basically a 40-acre gravel parking lot with an 8-foot wall around it and a fairly nondescript building. And it's in the gateway, our southwest gateway, one of the places that we're hoping becomes the front door, the back door to Franklin. And what we're proposing is an 8-foot wall around a 40-acre gravel parking lot. All the talk about the environment and those things, it's not about what environment we destroy. It's about groundwater. It's about the materials that are off here. If we were serious about dealing with leakages, things from the site, then you put in concrete, you put in curb and gutter, you contain it. Eventually, everything that falls off of every vehicle ends up in our groundwater. It's not a matter of does it get held back by a clay layer, does it get put into a detention basin. Ultimately, all of that material ends up in our watershed, in the headwaters to our groundwaters. Enough said with that. The point I really want to make is the future of Franklin. And we're trying greatly to expand, to grow in meaningful ways. Is this the highest and best use we can find for our southwest gateway? This is prime real estate. It's well situated. I can fully understand why this company, the applicant, wants to be here. I've looked at them. I have no objections to the company and what they do. They should probably be looking at sites that are already brownfields rather than creating new ones. This is our front door. We've just approved all kinds of residential development to the north and east of this property. And I'm willing to bet that these are not going to be ranch homes. They're going to be large, expensive, two and a half story residences. An 8-foot wall isn't going to do anything in terms of blocking that. It does great wonders for street views, but the first thing you're going to see is an 8-foot wall, and anybody that lives around it is going to see in over the top recreational vehicles, trucks. They're all taller than 8 feet. It's a great gesture. That doesn't solve the problem. I have to ask what the best use for this property is. It's a great piece of real estate, and it doesn't make sense to me that we would put in this type of development, a large parking lot with vehicles coming in from all over the Midwest that will sit there for 50 to 60 days and drip, and we'll have to live with. And at the same time, we're trying to develop and sell high-end residential to the east. We've got the whole southwestern portion of Franklin waiting to be developed. And this is our gateway. This is the first thing you'll see coming in from the southwest. It just doesn't make sense to me. Again, I have no objection to this business. I've researched them. I think what they're doing is a very positive thing. This is no way the right location, and this site plan doesn't resolve the issues that matter to Franklin. That's what we're talking about right now is the site plan, a 40-acre gravel parking lot. If we were serious about the environmental concerns and doing this right, it would be on a paved concrete surface with internal stormwater systems that truly capture everything, four bays to pre-treat things. You know, once it gets off-site, where is it going? It's going to the Root River. It's going to our groundwater. This is not, I think, the thing that we want put in our gateway to the southwest. The first thing that everybody will see, all of our residents, what does this do to the future development potential of everything south of there? Again, it's not a junkyard. I understand that. This is a great and environmentally a great thing. This isn't the location for it. And so my questions, my points are, we as commissioners, we as the elected officials of Franklin need to look out for our best interests. This is an inappropriate use for this site because the environmental issues can't be contained. They're not proposing to. Gravel is the cheapest solution out there. I think we can do better than this. I can't support it. Thank you.
Mr. Burkhart.
I do not have anything to add.
Okay. Anyone else? Commissioner Leon.
So I found myself in a very unfamiliar position tonight, and even before tonight, kind of going back and forth on this. Whether I support or oppose it. Currently, I oppose it like I did during the natural resources special exception. I've also tried to gauge the responses of those who oppose it. I think maybe I'm alone. I don't think anybody's moved to who was opposed to it to being in favor of it now. So I tend to, I was compelled by Commissioner Haley's comments earlier during the special exception and his comments now. I do believe that this is a business that is just not at the right location, and that the objections that many have had tonight are appropriate, and would just ask that should it pass, or making these comments, should it pass, to make those points and sort of reiterate what the public and Commissioner Haley have expressed better than me. Thank you.
Commissioner Morrow.
So I kind of wish former planning director Joel were still here. When we talked about Area G, you know, we do have other places in Franklin that are front door. We want top dollar for it. When you look at this area, you've basically got two landfills. You've got John's Disposal, where they do all their recycling stuff right there across from it. You've got trash trucks going in and out almost all day long. Now we've got, granted it's going to be a nice facility, but you do have a meat packing industry right next door. The thought was this would be, I don't want to say a lower end, but this is a place where you would find places for for the light industrial folks that we really don't want in our nice prime front door business parks kinds of things. So I think that's originally been the idea, that this would be this kind of business and this kind of uses. So that's where I would vote yes. So.
And Mr. Moore just described exactly the wording that's in the comprehensive master plan for this particular area. So you can't use that as a justification to vote no. You can vote no because that's your prerogative, but this kind of use is what's contemplated for down in this particular area. And actually, we're bringing it up based on the value that we've negotiated with them. Could we get a corporate headquarters here? Well, we're getting it with Strauss, yes. But that's a different issue. We've been trying for, how long have I been doing this? Since 1990? Here we are. So, anyway. Okay, anyone else? Is there a motion to approve a resolution, approve a site plan for construction of a 7,200-square-foot building and vehicle storage yard, along with associated parking, landscaping, limited lighting, fencing, stormwater management facilities, and a drop lot for receiving vehicles for a global online vehicle auction company specializing in asset liquidation services at 10082 South 124th Street, subject to common council approval of the rezoning of the property application publicly heard at this meeting.
And some conditions?
And conditions as follows.
I'd like the compaction of the soils to be submitted and reviewed and approved by staff before gravel goes down. I want to make sure that clay liner is in good solid condition, prevent seepage. And also conditioned upon the city of Muskego approval of the entrance and landscaping details.
We can't be conditioned upon some other government.
Oh. So I guess the entrance detail really isn't their call anyway. It's a state route. I guess, can I ask Muskego exactly what they desire to have there?
There's only one alderman.
That's true. Right. They did allow us a lot on South North Cape to require a lot after they had already approved a school. So I did want to help them out in this regard. So.
Could require us to talk to them. We're happy to talk to them.
I'm open to suggestions.
I know what you want to do. I just don't know how to get there.
You know, talking to them, that doesn't mean really much. I mean, talking to them doesn't have any kind of approval or anything. So I don't know that I'm ready to.
I got it. Extend the masonry fence to the west side of the development.
You mean like all the way across?
On the west side, sure.
On the west side. Just on the west
just
side.
Just on the west side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really talking about just where you see the trees there, not the entire length of the property, but just the right there, yes. Is that agreeable?
Yeah. This is the first time my client. This is the first time I'm here.
Could I ask planning staff, was that the feedback from Muskego staff this afternoon?
It was a phone call this afternoon from the planning manager.
His desire was?
He was concerned about the metal fencing facing State Highway 45.
That's good for us, too.
It's good. So I'd like to have masonry fence basically along that, yes, right there.
One option I see is mounted fence and moving on
North Quiet, Siri.
Siri wants to chime in too. Is there a second to that motion? Oh,
Mayor,
wait, Mr. Martinez.
Does this motion include the four separate requests by the applicant as noted in the staff report?
I have to dig for the staff report. What are those four requests?
The first one is a reduction in the number of parking stalls at the facility to 41 parking spaces.
They got 2,000 now. Yeah, we can reduce it back to 41.
I would make that motion, yes.
Okay. The other request is that the maximum driveway width by the UDO is 24 feet. They are requesting 28 feet.
I think that's acceptable.
Okay. The third is the approval of the fence with a height of 8 feet.
The answer to the driveway width is maximum allowable by the DOT.
By the code.
By the UDO.
Maximum allowed is 24.
Right.
Technically, that part isn't in Franklin.
Outside of your ordinance.
Technically, that one's not in Franklin.
That's not in Franklin.
Oh, well, then UDO is inapplicable.
The entrance to Franklin.
Oh, the driveway
Franklin.
Right here.
Yes.
I'm okay with that, unless the city attorney tells me I can't allow that.
Read the UDO.
Per UDO section, per UDO section 15.50207B, the width of driveway shall not exceed 24 feet at the street right of way line.
At the street right of way.
And 30 feet at the roadway, unless a greater distance is approved by the plan commission.
And both of those locations are within Muskego.
No. Wait.
He just said unless the plan commission approves.
But both of those locations are within Muskego. Do we have power?
He said at the street and at the right-of-way. We're at neither one of those.
That landscaping line is Muskego.
No, we can approve anything we want because we're here, not here.
Right.
So how wide do you want it?
They are requesting 28.
Our only jurisdiction is here.
Right.
28.
Yeah.
So 28.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Muskego
can do whatever the state lets them.
The third request is that any fence that is higher than 6 feet requires a specific approval from the plan commission.
8 feet.
Okay.
And the fourth request is the temporary irrigation in lieu of the permanent irrigation.
And irrigation is fine, too.
But the staff is proposing the 2-year guarantee.
That would be acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's your motion.
That would be my long motion.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion of the motion. Mr. Martinez.
Commissioner Butthart.
Aye.
Commissioner Haley. Commissioner Haley.
Haley.
Kevin.
Is he still on?
Well, let's keep going.
Okay. City Engineer Morrow.
Aye.
Alderman Dendry.
Aye.
Commissioner Leon.
Nay.
Well, right now we've got 4. Commissioner Haley. We have 4 votes. We need 4 affirmative. I can, but out of respect, I need to allow him to vote no. Could surprise us and vote yes.
Hello?
There we go.
Commissioner Haley, I got bounced out real quick.
It was nothing personal. Your vote on the matter, sir.
No.
So currently the vote is 3 ayes, 2 noes. Plan commission rules require 4 affirmative. The mayor passes this on to the common council with an aye. So the motion carries. 4 ayes, 2...
Site plan.
Well, motion passes. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.